Potacular Customs and Call-In Show, Episode 72, for the week of July 17th, 2006.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Potacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, and I'm Dialpax.
E sono Lon Banana Phone, grazie molto.
And I'm once again Phantom Get.
All right.
That was Italiano, in case you didn't know. I got that from Babelfish, thank you very much.
I only speak Spanish, and that's poorly.
What's up, everybody? This is our Customs and Call-In Show, where we're going to be talking about our top three custom games, listening to our top voicemails sent in by our members from the community. And also reading lots of Tales of the Foxhole, stories that happen to our Halo players and community members. So we got a lot of stuff to be going through here. And as Fuma would say, we got a packed show. So let's get going here.
We got a packed show for today, guys.
This is your quote-unquote short show.
All right, so before we start, we just got a couple of things to go through here. Why don't you get a start, Lon?
All right, first of all, as you'll point out, as you'll see or hear, Dialpax is not Fumo Jive. This is actually Dialpax. Fumo is on vacation Taiwan.
Thailand.
Yep. Taiwan. I got half of it right.
He can use that soundboard to make himself sound like Foo. Except no substitutes, everybody!
No substitutes. I'm just paying him a favor. He asked me to do it, and, you know, as I am a member of the community, doing everything, you know, in my hands that I can do, whatever, I'll, you know, gladly accept and take his place for 1 week, and hopefully be able to do, you know, a good job while he was gone, so...
Mm-hmm. Potacular, woo!
Yay! So. And second of all, many of you read last week on the website that JVB would also be hosting the show. I'm sorry, it's me. You got me, but that's second best.
No, it's still
JVB.
Good.
JVB couldn't be here because of a family emergency, and on a very serious note, JVB, our prayers are with you. We'll be waiting for you when you get back. This is Dawes to you, JVB.
Yeah, he gave me a call this morning, and then he said he wasn't going to be able to make it, but you know, he had a couple of things to take care of, so you know, like Phone said, due to a family emergency, but everything would be okay, you know. And
this episode is dedicated to JV Bizzle.
JV Bizzle, my nizzle for shizzle, my dizzle. That's right.
Never do that again. Never, ever. I almost threw up just now.
We're going to be doing that through the entire show, so you better get used to it.
Oh, man. All
just because you said something.
Right? For okay. Shizzle Dizzle.
Oh, God.
That's the Hizzle podcast.
I'm with him now.
He's... Dialpax has been going crazy ever since Brazil lost in the World Cup.
I know, dude. Well, you know what? They didn't deserve it, so... But,
hey, oh, well. Zidane is my new hero. I didn't even know who he was before the World Cup, and now I want to be Zidane. Just because my friends and I were all headbutting each other.
Rafflecopter.
Yeah. All right, so why don't you take the next one, Phantom Get?
Okay, the Podtacular season resumes this week. Season prizes.
All right. For those that, you know, we know, for those that are participating in on the season, the season resumed this week with, now instead of one match a week, it's two matches a week. Just so we were able to shorten by, I think, like 3 or 4 weeks, if I'm not mistaken. So we have a shorter season with more active weeks, you know, so we're going to play a couple of games per week and hoping to make it a little faster. Just so we can get that done and go into the, you know, the following ones. So, but you want to read what the prizes are, Phantom Get?
Sure. For first place, First place team gets to participate in a special podtacular episode of Fumo Jive to discuss the team's best, most impressive, and hardest moments of that team in the season.
All right.
Yeah.
It's like one of those ESPN, like
you win the Super Bowl.
Going over it, yeah.
Right. I get to be a celebrity.
Chup, you get 15 minutes to explain how you did it.
Right.
Well, we sat down and we played the games, and when it came down to it, we got more points than the other team.
And we shot them in the head more times.
But you have to say that long enough so that it lasts 15 minutes. So trying to revolve around the topic or talk very slowly.
Well, we tried.
You'll actually have to fast forward it to hear it in real time.
Yeah, set the bit rate to like 5.
Yep.
Yeah. They also get a special custom-made user bars by Fumo Jive with the team and player name as the champion of the podtacular season.
Yeah, that's a cool one.
Wootness. Yeah. Wootness. Spotting the podtacular wall of fame topic that will be created in the near future, probably by the time this episode comes out, but you never know.
We'll be creating a wall of fame topic on the probably on the general discussion topic or maybe the pro topic.
Somebody gets lazy and doesn't do it.
Well, no, I said I was going to do it, but I'm just waiting for the opportunity. And I think that there's no better time to do it once we have, you know, the winners of the season so we can, you know, show appreciation to those people that, you know, stuck around and participated of everything and really, you know, tried their hard to get the matches going and, you know, follow the rules and so on and so forth.
Is that wall of fame topic going to be just for people who won the season?
No. Like, I guess we're gonna have like that's
different
gonna
accomplishments.
Be yeah. I think we're gonna have like different accomplishments. Sticky I think that the
something.
People that win awards on the particular awards should also be on that wall of fame. So we're gonna expand,
cool.
you know, a little bit more, not just the season or tournaments and stuff like that. But you know, we're gonna keep it restrict though, so we won't have like everybody on the wall of fame. But we wanna, you know. Be able to include people that, you know, don't play on the tournaments, you know, and things like that, so.
It's pretty cool. Also, a special forum tag, like the one below my gamer tag that, or the one below my avatar that says guest host. They'll all get a season champions tag. Of course, mine will no longer say that after this episode, so wah.
Yeah, I think Captain Crunk will be taking care of that one. I think we had mentioned before, and I think he's going to be taking care of that one. Something like with a little trophy and like a little cool user bar for the season champions. That should be, you know, a little...
That's because Captain Crunk's a man.
Yes, he just does so much. Shout out to Captain Crunk, man, for the rocking job that he's just been doing, you know, with
and the
particular
site.
Website. Yeah, amazing.
Without him, a lot of this stuff would not be, you know, possible.
No.
We'd still have Blogger.
Yeah, right? Everybody would be on Blogspot here.
No. Imagine a world without Podtacular.com.
Oh.
Some people would have very bleak and meaningless lives.
But now that the website is there, we have even more bleak and meaningless lives.
Right.
Because we're there all the time.
I will not flame anyone. That is my solemn vow.
I live on that website more than I live in my own house.
Hey, I don't do that at all. I do not do that at all.
Oh. How many forum posts do you have again?
Three.
333? Like 333?
No, I think I just have three. I had four, but one of them was a spam, so one of the mods deleted it.
Rough.
So I only have three now.
The final thing for the first place guys is prizes like shirts, cigs, anything you want from the Podtacular store that other members feel the team would deserve for such an accomplishment. And
depends
it truly is. But if you're beating the crap out of everyone else on Podtacular who's actually competitive, you're doing pretty good.
Well, if Painkiller wins, I'm saying they shouldn't get anything.
If Painkiller wins, everyone knows it's just mods. Everyone will complain about modding, and Painkiller will just, like, mod their brains.
Yeah, well, just on that, on the note on that one, I want to, you know, make it clear that it says any and other prizes. So it's any and other prizes, you know, including shirts, signatures, anything from the particular store, etc., that other members feel that this team would deserve for such accomplishment. Feel free to award the winning team. So it's, you know, we're not saying that we're going to give you guys a shirt or anything like that. So don't win the season and be like, hey, you said I was going to win a shirt, because you're not, you know. I'm just saying, if somebody, I've heard, you know, like I've heard some rumors from some people, I'm not going to, you know, say any names, but they said that they were going to, you know, if such and such team won or whoever, they would, you know, make them a shirt or make them a signature or whatever. So it's up to, you know, people to, you know, feel free to reward the winning team in any way they want. So
of course, no promises.
Right.
Not but, from us.
But all the other ones, all the other topics presented above, you know, by Phantom Get, you know, the signatures, the Wall of Fame, blah, 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 those will be, you know, indeed given to the champion of the season. So.
Yep.
So, and I'll get the second place. For second place, the... they will receive a special custom-made user bar made by Fumo Jive with a team and player name as the second place of the particular season, and their name will also be on the Wall of Fame. So this,
as the runners-up, so yeah, good job to whoever comes in second.
Yes, so those would be the prizes for the next, for second place.
And third place just gets user bars.
Yes, third place will get, you know, user bars by Fumo Jive with third place of the particular season.
Still an accomplishment.
Sweet deal. Yeah. Yes. And I'll tell you that, dude. It's been tough. Like, we played a match last night against Chicano Click, and they were one of the four teams that were still undefeated. And dude, those guys gave us a run for our money. It was tough. I'll tell you that right now. We thought it wasn't gonna be that bad, but we were like, it was nerve wracking. Every match of it was just like crazy. You know,
gone for 2 weeks. I'm so out of touch.
It was pretty hard. So you know, don't think that a third place is nothing, because I'll tell you that it's a hell of a accomplishment right there, dude.
Yeah.
So. All right, we'll go into the part of the show where we read the top three custom games by some of our members. And, you know, you can check all the other custom games that we have. We have plenty of custom games on the show notes. So we're just going to read the top three ones. And then after that, you can just go ahead and download the show notes and check out, you know, plenty of custom games and so many different variations of cool games. There's just way too many, you know, for us to be discussing here, but we'll talk about the best three ones. And
I don't even think Bungie had any idea how many custom games are actually going to spring up when they made it.
Yeah, it we just have so many, dude. And every show, every Customs and Calling show, we just get like so many different ones. You know, we do get, you know, a couple of similar ones, but every time I read it, it's just like, wow, I can't even believe how people haven't, you know, they have the, you know, the time and, you know, to make all these custom games and everything. It's just crazy. So
it's amazing that, like, after what, 72 episodes,
they're
still
incredibly still come up with stuff. I know.
Yeah, it's crazy. So
yeah.
Alright, so...
This first one makes me think of the capture card that I didn't buy. I bought Chromehounds instead.
Alright, so go ahead. Why don't you just take it and read it for us?
Sure. This one's from Chaotic Reaper 13, and he says, name of the game is Ol' Eagle Eye, or Banshee Dodgeball. Yeah. The game is played on Ascension, misspelled, and works best... Or is it?
Asuncion. Isn't that the capital of Paraguay?
It's Asuncion.
Spell check.
Well, then...
capital of Paraguay.
If you're playing in Paraguay, this works best. It works best if you're in Paraguay.
This game works best if you're playing Paraguay, so make sure you go to Paraguay to play this game.
Who made this while they were in ninth grade geography? works best with 6 to 8 people out of a free-for-all slayer. Everybody spawns with plasma pistols and no other weapons. Ouch.
Well.
Plasma pistols.
No other weapons, yeah.
Yes, that's kind of painful.
I guess it's just like to avoid people like shooting at each other and just like not paying attention or whatever.
Yeah. And no grenades either. of course, because you can stick the Banshee that you're dodging and kill it. And players also have only one life and no motion sensor. Whoever gets the Banshee first is the Eagle. You will then wait till all the players reach the Banshee spawn platform, then the Eagle tries to splatter them. The players are allowed to hijack the Banshee. Splattering people is actually much more difficult than it would seem. On a Banshee, of course it is, but, you know. A time limit of 4 minutes is good for this game, and remember, no shooting or killing other players when not in a Banshee. Also, the Banshee can't shoot if it's destroyed. If it's destroyed, players have a melee... Oh, if it's destroyed, players have a melee fight to determine the winner.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, no, it was just, he just had a run-on sentence right there.
I was gonna say,
it's like... Chicken suit, and if it's destroyed, you have really fun to turn away.
He's just very excited. He's very excited right. to get his idea out there.
That his thing got on Podtacular, yes. I'm all excited.
I remember long ago when... I started listening in episode 6, but I didn't really get, like, involved until, like, episode 30. But I wrote in a comment. I wrote a comment in for, like, episode 31, and it got read. And, like, I sat by my computer and, like, waiting for the episode, like, refreshing the Podtacular page every, like, 4 minutes. I'm like, come on, read my... And then I still remember how Fumo pronounced my name that day. He said, "Lone Banana Phone." And he pronounced the phone. I was like, "No, it's lo-." And I got really angry. But then he was reading, and it was like a dream. And G. Lewis was on. He was on one of the episodes.
Crazy.
And then G. Lewis. Okay, he started out agreeing with my point. He was like, "Yeah, that's pretty valid, unless blah blah blah, and unless." And he's like, "So yeah, that's basically pretty much a sucky champ."
It's like, what?
But I didn't care because I was on the podcast.
I started listening at episode 17, then I went back and downloaded them all and listened to them all. It took me like 3 weeks, man.
Oh, I just had
forever.
So many on my iPod, I don't even know how many I had.
I had to take them off because I just had too many. I only have like a 4-gig nano and it was just like totally full with Podtacular. It's
should,
worth it.
You need to buy like... a separate iPod just for Podtacular.
I know, I was going to do that. It's like, okay, this is my podcast iPod, this is my other one. And then my sister stole my podcast one, so. Nuts to her.
Or you can do, I've seen on the internet once, I used to have a Nano, right? Now, I just had, like, so many problems with the Nano, I ended up replacing it for a video, but anyways,
oh.
I had a Nano, and then I went online one day, and I saw this like, just random website saying, "Oh, I discovered how to, you know, transfer your 2-gig nano into a 200-gig nano." And I was like, "What?" So I clicked on a website and I took a look at it, and this guy was like, "Here are the instructions on how to make your 2-gig nano into a 200-gig nano." And I thought like it was something to do with like flashing the memory or something, because the nanos don't have a hard drive like, you know, the other ones.
That's...
it's like a memory stick inside.
Yeah.
But so I thought, you know, you could do like some trick to it or whatever, but this guy pulls out a 200 gig hard drive, right? Like, now I'm talking about a computer hard drive, a brick. And he does like all this wiring, you know, like to it, and he adds like the, you know, like he opens the iPod and he does like the hard drive, and he successfully links the iPod to his 200 gig hard drive.
Oh,
and dude,
God.
That thing is like a Bible. It was huge. It was so big. I was like, oh my God. I was like, how can you go to the gym with that? It just totally defeats the purpose of a Nano. You know what I mean? I was like, that
no,
thing is huge. And,
might as well buy a computer and carry
exactly.
It
I was, but then he's like, "I know it doesn't look the best," and I'm telling you this right now, it looked so bad. He had duct tape all around. It was really bad. and he just like, he's like, "I know it doesn't look the best, but it has 200 gigs now, and I can fit all my music." I was like, "Yeah, but you can only use in your bedroom now."
Why don't you just bring a car around with you? And just store all your songs in the car.
They're walking into class. "Where's your textbook, Jimmy?" "Oh, well, it was a choice between my textbook or my iPod, and I just listened to my iPod through your class anyway, so..."
Why don't you just bring all the CDs with you? Just get all the boxes of CDs.
Yeah,
on
man.
The CD player.
Bring a shopping cart with you. CD.
Just like plug it into your car. Have a little iPod jack. Store the entire. Just put a computer in your dashboard.
Oh, that's crazy. Alright, you want to take the next one, Lone?
Yeah.
From Reaping Raven?
Yes.
Good
okay.
old Reaping Raven.
Reaping Raven. You know, he called me like 6 times on Skype one day. It was very... I was
Mr.
trying to nap, too.
He's
I was like,
Mr.
I
swear to drunk, I'm not God.
Ha ha ha. I thought that was funny the first time I read it. But
yeah,
that was like 6 years ago.
Yeah, it was.
I was trying to nap, and he called me, and I was like, it's just Reaping Raven, and I went back to bed. And he just kept calling, and I was like, I didn't want to, like, tell him to stop, because then he'd know I was there, but, like, I wanted to, like, sign off, but I didn't want to hurt his feelings. But I guess I just totally, okay, whatever.
Welcome to our life.
Will, lone banana phone trying to please everyone in Podtacular. Okay.
You can please some of the people some of the time, but if you try to please all the people all the time, you'll end up wanting to bite their heads off.
You can, I can please most people, but...
Oh, yeah, that didn't sound too good, but anyways...
Gross.
No matter what part of the double entendre that you said, it works either way.
Gross.
The funniest part about that was I was about to say, especially Rosomi.
Gross.
Oh, Russ.
Cha-ching.
Oh, God, we're going to get hate mail for this episode.
Why do we always get hate mail for the episodes I'm on? Every single time. But yet again,
I'm always
getting invited back.
Yeah, I wonder why.
I mean, is it me?
Just read
is
the
it
custom.
Me? Okay.
No.
Reaping Raven. Where were we? Reaping Raven. Okay. How did we get to?
I know.
I opened my pie hole.
Okay. Right. Reaping Raven says, "This custom game is called Say What?" Or Say What, if you didn't mind my voice crack just then. And it works much like Smack to Hoe and Zombies. Smack to Hoe, one of my personal favorites. Which is the episode that JBB and I hosted.
That's G. Lewis's personal favorite,
with...
too. He does that in real life.
Smack the Hoe.
So, Smack the Hoe Zombies. And it's a rumble game type, and everybody except for one person has voice masking on. Sounds
wow.
fun. It doesn't matter who it is, you just have to make sure it's one person. The person with the voice... With the... Wait...
Yeah, that's right.
And everybody everyone except for one person has a voice masking on. The person with the voice masking on has to try to kill people without the voice masking. Once they're killed, you must turn your voice masking off and begin to kill those with it. People with voice masking may not kill fellow voice maskettes, and only people without voice masking non-maskettes, and vice versa.
Wait a minute, how can you tell?
You just make a steady sound.
Like, as you go through the map,
it's just like strap it to your speakers. Strap your headset to your speakers and play the Halo 2 soundtrack all the time.
Or just get Jordan Jr. in your party. That kid does not stop talking.
He sings...
Yeah, I wonder why we get hate mail.
He sings my song and Daniel's song all the time. He's just going through the match, having 17, 18 kills. Don't always have to snipe. He's like singing the songs.
We love you, Jordan.
I know we do. All right,
okay. Players allowed to ask other players to speak only when they are within non-white button speaking range. Player may kill the other player if he refuses to respond. Obviously, although I didn't mention this non-voice maskettes may fight back, it's like zombies. The weapons can be whatever, preferably not rockets, though. And
obviously.
The time should be 5 minutes. It's best played with a lot of people. When everyone has voice masking on, masking off, the party leader ends the game. This can be a lot of fun if played with a lot of people. Okay. So, and he says, finally, I would like to wish all blah, blah, blah. He just tried to sneak something in. Here's what he really said. Finally, I would like to wish all those non vacation a good vacation. Wish all of those on vacation a good vacation, aka me and Dial, who have already come back.
Yes,
and me.
Last week.
Also, I came back.
Also, shout out
a lot of people. JVB, a lot of people went on vacation. It wasn't just me. It was like quite a few people. I think Painkiller was on vacation.
It's Rafflecopter time.
Yeah, a lot of people were out. So.
And then he goes on to say, "Go Pro A."
B. How can you misread a letter?
I know, right?
I'm sorry. I have this chronic disorder where I subtract
put on your
one
glasses
from every letter.
Yeah.
You're hurting my brain.
Well, he said GoPro B, but we'll let one banana phones think that he said GoPro A.
Yeah.
All right.
This game type hurt my brain. Somebody would have to explain it to me.
Basically, it's like zombies.
If it sounded a little confusing, it's on the show notes. You guys can just download it and take a quick look at it and write down, you know, like, go through the game as you...
I'm going to.
Look at all the options, so... All right, on to Hollywood 91. He says, "Hey, Potacular, this is Kramer683. I guess that's his gamer tag. And I've got a cool custom game. This can be played on any big map. For example,
like Coagulation,
Waterworks, Containment. It's a Team Slayer game type, and it's called Chess. And its name speaks for itself. Everyone has to listen and follow to the instructions."
I already like where this is going. Okay, two examples. First of all, every time Fumo comes online, we always try to play something cool, but it never works.
Right, people don't listen.
Because there's
and
like
they don't
20,
follow instructions.
And then,
there's
then,
like 20,000 13-year-olds with star, what's it called? A thing where you get nervous talking to famous people.
Yeah.
that, right.
I forget what it's called. Starstruck.
Okay,
Starstruckedness.
Yeah, alright, anyways, everyone only has one life and shields. First, in pregame lobby, you gotta pick who will be the pawns, kings, queen, castle, horse, bishops for each team. Pawns can only have a single SMG and storm the enemy base. The king gets a shotgun and has to stay inside of its own base. The queen gets a sniper rifle and does whatever to protect the king or kill the the enemy king. The castle gets rockets and defends the king. The horse are two people that get...
I think he means rook and knight.
Right, the knight. That's what he means.
And castle is rook.
Yep. And two people get... The knight is two people that will get in a warhog and storm the enemy base. The bishops get a BR and do whatever, protecting the king or killing the enemy king. Each team should have one king, one queen, two horse... in the same warhog, two bishops, one castle, one pawn. Eight people for each team. Keep up the good work, Potacular. Gamertag Kramer 683. It sounds like a cool game and everything, but like Lone said, you gotta have people that follow instructions. Otherwise, you cannot play a game like that. Because somebody that you know is let's say like the bishop or the pawn, you know, you can't set one person. Like a certain weapon. So once the game starts, that person has to go and get that weapon. And
here's
to say that person's not going to go over there and grab the sword instead of SMG or whatever?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
here's a good example of two people who would do that. Maybe I'm not going to say their names. But no, I will. It's Salmonator and Sniper Evo 86. Sniper will beat down the queen, take the sniper, kill everyone on his team and the other team until he's booted, and... Salmonator will probably go get the sword and just kill everyone in sight. After switching teams.
Yeah. And then Brent Gamer will not admit that he failed to load the map.
Right. Because here in Jamaica, man, we're going to have some fun.
You see, that's another thing you should never do again.
Now, that was a funny call-in. I thought it was, at least.
Jeez. Oh, yeah, Brent Gamer, Mr. Red Bull is the steroid of Halo 2.
Halo 2. That is so funny. All right, guys. This is the part of the show where we're going to listen to all of our voicemails from our particular members. So if you want to send in a voicemail, you can just call us at... What's the phone number again?
206-888-HALO.
How can you not remember this?
I know.
Host.
And I call it all the time, too. But anyways, yeah, you can give us a call at 206-888-HALO and give us our voice... Give us... your voicemail. You can give us a Tale of the Foxhole, Halo jokes, or custom games, or whatever. Just try to keep it under 3 minutes, and don't tell us your whole life story.
Obscenity.
Exactly.
Or racism.
Exactly. So, let's
or
go
if
and
you're
check
horrible.
Yeah. Or, yeah, yeah.
Or
if you're horrible.
Or if you're horrible with spelling, 206-888-4256.
Exactly. H-A-L-O. So, all right, let's go see what we got.
All right,
we're on.
Woo! Hey, Potacular, this is Spartan 1147 calling to say that the reason I call so much is because my typing sucks and I cannot write stuff to you, or else it would look like it needed a spell check, and I would not want that to happen. However, I also call to say that other games I play besides Halo and Halo 2 are Half-Life 2 and Battlefield 2 Modern Combat. You've probably heard of both of them, but they're really quite good. Check them out. Bye.
Hey, this is X, Hyphy Movement X. Yeah, I'm here to send in a tip for a lockout. I'm sure a lot of you already know this, but, right by the sniper tower, there's a little edge where you can stand on, where if you crawl and you walk in there, walk your side. Most people walking up that little ramp with the 3 plasma grenades won't see you, and that's a pretty good spot to be in hide and seek, you know, custom game. And yeah, my friend Wacky Leprechaun is about to change the game tag to
Rep in the bay
with two Y's. Bay. So, yeah, hit us up sometime.
Yeah, the mean!
Podtacular rules! Yay!
Oh, what's up, Podtacular? This is Gemini Ace of, the internet. And, I got a call. I was listening to the episode 70 today and enjoyed it quite a bit. So, Saminator is a little gay boy. And, just thought I'd call and talk about some of the Halo 3 stuff y'all were talking about. It's pretty exciting, to think about what's gonna happen. I like the idea of all the Spartans coming along. Here's what I think. I think there should be, like, a big battle where you're pretty much solo Master Chief on Earth, and, you pretty much have to hold off, like, you know, waves and waves and waves of Covenant coming at you, and then when you think that there's no hope, when you're, you know, your shields are down and you're just, you know, about ready to die, there's a elite standing over you with his rifle about to bust your head in, you should get something, you know, like a signal through your comm, and of course, all the other Spartans that wherever they are, and they're like, it looks like you could use some help, and then of course they swoop in and save the day, and then you can command them for a couple of missions. Of course, they heal you or do whatever they got to do to you. They patch you up, and but yeah, it'd be pretty sweet. You're on the, you know, on the brink of death, and then save your ass, and you know, in grand style, grand fashion, if you will. Maybe even with Cortana in tow. You never know. But anyway, that was what I was thinking about. Would be very cool thing to happen in Halo 3. I also hope that. I also like all the ideas about the like automatic sticky grenade gun and stuff. It's all good stuff. So anyway, not to ramble or anything. I'm just stuck in traffic and really have nothing else to do. So I guess keep up the good work and peace out.
Hey guys, I have a you know you play too much Halo 2 when you know you play too much Halo 2, and the only way you can communicate with family and friends is if they have Xbox Live. All right, see you guys.
Hey, this is Kazikami. I would just like to get involved more with the contact dealer community, so if someone can send me a friend request. My gamer tag is capital K-A-J-I, capital K-A-M-I, Kazikami. So I have a Tales from the Foxhole from Halo PC. No shields, shotguns, on Battle Creek. Now, I was in the back of Red Base, where the teleport is. I was on the blue team. All these reds are coming from the side and through the teleport in the back of Blue Base. So all these reds are flooding in here, and I just went absolutely crazy. So then, I just didn't know what to do. So I just kept just throwing nades, going crazy, just shooting everybody I saw. And I ended up killing 9 guys. And it said kill tactical 5 times after the first one. In other words, a double kill Manjaro in Halo 2. But anyways, 9 people. And I would just like to say, join the Halo PC clan. Halo PC is definitely a lot of fun with all this exclusive features like new maps, ice fields, especially great capture the flag there. Also, new weapons, the flamethrower, the fuel rod gun. You'll actually get to use the fuel rod gun in multiplayer for one, unlike in Halo 2 on Xbox Live. And also, I want to give a shout to Nightfox10. He's great. He's awesome. He's starting the Halo PC clan, and I would recommend that you all join. Thanks, and this is Kazikami signing off. Thank you.
Hey guys, it's Chemo23. Hope the call-ins are going well for you. And I have a tip. A lot of people think that you can't snipe people out of the Scorpion in Halo 2, unlike Halo 1. Well, you can. What you have to do is get level with the Scorpion, and you can see the tip of the player's helmet sticking out. The hard part is getting level without him shooting you. And I also have a tip from the Foxhole. Well, Fumo, me, Jay Burton, and a bunch of other people were playing Jaws. Now, if you don't know, Jaws is a custom game where everyone goes on the red team except 2 guys. The whole red team gets on the tank and goes to the other base without shooting. It's a capture the flag game. So the point of the game is not to get splattered by the 2 blue guys on the ghost, this time me and Jay Burton, while you're riding on top of the Scorpion. So anyway, the red team makes it about halfway across the map. So I ran the Scorpion from the front and my ghost, fly up and splatter 2 people. I turn around and the Scorpion is gone. Everyone was standing on the ground wondering what happened. So I boosted and got like 2 Kilimanjaros before Fumo ended the game. So what happened was the Scorpion disappeared under them, and it was the funniest thing I've ever seen in a long time. Anyway, keep up the good work, yada yada. See you online, guys.
Hey, what's up, Podtacular? This is Forsaken Worm. I just want to give you a little tip here on Zanzibar. If you, when you start on the side of the beach, if you put a guy, there's a little rock right there, it's kind of smooth. If you put a man in front of that, someone gets in the Warthog or the Ghost, takes their handicap to severe, it'll shoot the person across the map and it won't damage them. And, great job with the show, guys. Potacular is really hilarious. And you need to get some better tips in there. Some of these guys don't give very good tips. Anyway, noobs forever. Pawn people. Noobs. Bye.
Hey, Potacular, it's Mega Man. I was just calling because as of this moment, I'm at King's Dominion, and I'm waiting in line to get on, I don't know what it's called. I don't know, it's a roller coaster. So, yeah, but if I've got to leave something Halo-related, don't jump when you're about to get sniped or when you know someone's sniping at you because you fall slower than you can run. It's better just to, like, try to crouch and then just try to throw them off. Okay, see ya.
Hey guys, this is Cal's Rule, and I was just listening to episode 69, and I heard someone mention the $1 million contract that Team Final Boss signed with MLG, so I figured I'd give you the scoop on it. It is a 3-year contract for $1 million, and it's $250,000 each player, Ogre 1, Ogre 2, which is twin brothers, Walshy and Saiyan. They've been together since Halo 1. And the contract was to continue playing in Major League Gaming, to not go to any other, like, gaming league tournaments, and to help promote MLG and wear all the logos and crap. And another player who got a $250,000 contract is T-Squared. He may not be the number one Halo player, but he's on a top 3 team. He has basically devoted his entire life to Major League Gaming. He quit high school to pursue it, to promote it. He was on MTV's, some TV show, True Life or something like that, I don't know. Along with Xena, another Halo pro. But it's just incredible that they're getting paid to promote gaming, which is just incredible. It's sit on your butt, play video games, have fun, make money. It's amazing. Anyways, hit me up for customs. Bye.
Hey, Podzacura, this is Spartan 1147 calling from my newly acquired Razer phone with two things. A, you know you've been playing too much Halo, and a tip. First of all, you've been playing too much Halo. You know you've been playing too much Halo when you have Podzacura on speed dial on your cell phone. I have experience with this. And the tip is that if you're in a ranked matchmaking game, or unranked for that matter, don't give up if you're in a game with D-rankers, because I have been able to convince them that, you know, we don't support that and you should actually try and play. And they have given in and gotten a good amount of kills and, you know, came back and won the game, or at least come close. So don't always give up and say that D-rankers suck. And, you know, I mean, they do suck, but, you know, just like, oh, crap, he's a D-ranker, and then leave. Give it a try. Try and convince him. And, you know you've been playing too much Halo, and you have Podtac, you're on speed dial. So, yeah, those are my two things to say. I will talk to you later. Bye.
Hey, Podtacular, this is Rick Pablo. I'm calling from the world's largest aquarium in Atlanta right now. And so I thought I'd call you guys since I had nothing else to do. I thought I could, you know, mention something from Halo 3 that I'd like to see. It would be like the brute shot, you know, since it's already shooting grenades and it shoots them pretty far. You could probably, like, you know, switch it over, switch it over to, like, being able to shoot your regular grenades, like plasma or frag grenades. And, you know, people have been wanting grenade launchers like that. So I thought that might as well, you know, cover one or something. Good work. Keep up the good work. Bye. Hey, Podtacular, this is Ruth Fable. You know, in Halo 3, I'd like to see more varieties of weapons, you know, because right now they just have, like, you know, for example, the Magnum. I would like to see, you know, an expansion on that, you know, just in that category. They could do it in more, but just specifically, like, the Magnum. Like, you know, there's not just handheld guns, it's just, you know, not just the Magnum, there's revolvers and Berettas and stuff like that. So, you know, like, just expanding just different weapon categories could add a whole new, you know, twist on the game, you know, make more pistols stronger than other ones, maybe have some scopes to get, like, because some people want that Halo 1 feel again. Some with stronger and some with longer reload times than others, some non-dual wieldable, you know? So, you know, that's something cool that I'd like to see. Okay, so keep it a good work. Bye.
Hey guys, this is Brent Gamer with Reaping Raven. Reaping Raven is going to sing you a very special song today. Here is Reaping Raven.
Okay, here we go. Every time we touch, I get the feeling. Every time I kiss, I think I can fly. Alright, that's it. That's my song.
Okay, now guys, for an extra very special edition, I'm going to do my Podtacular famous rendition of David Hasselhoff's Ooh. I Can't Stop This Feeling.
Let's hear it.
Oog. Ooga. You gotta do the Ooga Chaka's reading. All you gotta do is go Ooga, 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 Ooga Chaka.
Ooga, Ooga, Ooga Chaka. Ooga, Ooga, Ooga Chaka.
You can't stop this feeling.
Ooga, Ooga Chaka.
Deep inside of me, girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's all right. I'm hooked on a feeling, and I'm high on believing that you're in love with me.
Wow, wootness.
Alright guys, this were our call-ins with our Tales of the Foxhole and everything. Call the voicemails from our Halo 2 members of the community. And if you want to give us a call, again, the phone number is 206-888-HALO. And again, try to keep it under 3 minutes and get it going. So we're going to jump into the part of the show now where we talk about the Tales from the Foxhole. So that's where
from to Foxhole.
We're going to listen to some of the stories and funny things that happened to our members during the Halo 2 gameplay that they have. So why don't you get us started off, Phantom Get?
Okay. Carts, C-A-R-T-S, says...
Isn't he Canadian?
I don't know.
Do you really want to start off with a Canadian?
Let's not start off with racism.
I know, right?
Is Canadian a race... When was the last time someone had the race Canadian?
Salmonator.
Like, on your driver's test, on your driver's license, it says race Canadian.
Canadian.
Who is not allowed to drive roads in America? Canadians. It's like, okay.
Yeah, Salmonator is going to kill you guys.
Oh, so many people want me dead, but Salmonator's going to eat my soul. He's going to succeed.
He's going to say, oh, no!
Just like him when you say that.
Oh man, he is one funny guy right there.
He's going to kill us all, but funny.
He will. He'll probably cheer for a Podtacular Pro team. Just both of them. He'll be like, "Hey, go Podtacular Pro A!" I'll be like, "Go Pro A!" He'll be like, "You speak my language, eh?"
Oh man,
that was almost painful.
No, do not. Do not ever do that again.
Dial.
Yeah, Dial, you're one to talk.
All right, go ahead.
Carts.
Once upon a time, there was a little game of Slayer on Waterworks, and he was driving on a Warthog without any other friends. Then suddenly, bam, an opponent jumped in his turret. And then, bam, an opponent in his passenger side. He did not know what was going on, so he drove the Warthog off a cliff.
That's what I call 2-for-1.
That's also a spell check!
That's triple awesome, kill. Dude. You can do that.
That's a triple kill.
I've done that one time on Relic. I was, their sniper sniped the turret guy off my Warthog, and then the guy that was carrying the bomb also died, but I was able to manage to get the Warthog off the Relic before they destroyed it. And then
rushed the base.
Right, and then two of their guys got on my Warthog, on the way there, because, all those, those blue things, they, keep you from going fast, so you're, hitting everything on the way up there. So they were able to jump into the Warthog, and then on my way down, I noticed that they were there, just drove, right off the cliff. You're like, what the hell? Jump off! I was like, driving straight to the cliff, and they fell through the beach. And they were like, oh, crap. I was like, everybody was laughing. I was like, that's awesome, dude.
That is
it's like in that movie,
awesome.
A Bug's Life, where the leaf lands in front of him. He's like, oh my god, what do I do? He's like, go around the leaf.
Are you 12? Are you seeing me 12 with voice masking?
Do I sound like a pedophile old man? Because that's what voice
masking do you want me to answer that truthfully?
Oh, man.
Alright.
Alright, who's next?
I'll do it.
Andy Man.
Andy Man says...
Andy Man.
While playing Big Team Battle the other night, the team I was on jumped to a big lead. Content that we were going to win, I climbed in a warthog and began to try to run over people. After a little bit, players from the opposite team climbed into the gunner and the passenger seat. After a moment, I remembered I used to flip tanks with the warthog in Halo 1, and I had yet to try that in Halo 2. After attempting that on an enemy tank and just bouncing off, I decided my next course of action would be to run into one of the mines that are scattered around containment and take two enemies with them. When approaching the mine, I had a ting or regret that I would be ending my spree and attempted to bail at the last minute. I successfully got out, but the vehicle stopped short of the mine. As the gunner began to light me up, the tank I previously bumped came over a bridge and shot the warthog, killing his two teammates. I began laughing.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Oh my god.
I began laughing loudly and bragging, no scope. That.
No
look, more like. That 2-point deduction also proved to be the difference between winning by 36 or 38.
Wow.
That's keep awesome. On with a great ugh. Podcast. Andyman, the worst level 22 ever.
Alright, does anyone actually use spell check before they send anything in? Because it's available on like every webmail there is.
Yeah, right. All you have to do is just go on Google and type spell check, and you should get a web-based spell check, and it's easy as that.
Plus, you know, you can get it on Hotmail, Gmail. I can't even think of a mail while they don't have spell check.
All right. Caboose12 says, hey, Potacular.
Skip Dark Tucker.
Oh, Dark Tucker. What's up, guys? I was playing a free-for-all deathmatch with two of my friends the other night. It was pretty crazy. And headache, so we were shooting amongst one another when I lobbed a frag at my body.
Stop. You just said headache.
Hectic.
The funny thing is, the guy spelled it right.
Yeah, I know. Okay, it was pretty crazy and hectic, so there we were shooting amongst one another when I lobbed a frag at my body, and he shot it out of instinct at it. And it blew up. I have never seen that happen before, so I thought it was pretty cool. That's my tale of the foxhole.
That is a pretty cool glitch. It's supposedly a really good sniping trick to train yourself by sniping grenades that fly up in the air.
Yeah, I've tried doing that. It's wicked hard.
It is. It really is. If you can do that, you can be like a level 30-some on Team Snipers and Pwn Modders.
Yeah, if you can snipe like 3 grenades in a row, dude, you just like...
You've got
awesome.
Auto-aim.
Yeah. You're awesome because I do one, and that's like one try like out of like 25.
15, yeah.
Yeah, it's wicked hard.
If you can snipe 3 consecutively, you're a modder, you SOB.
Alright, who's next?
Alright. Caboose12. Yes, I think... Am
yeah,
I?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Finn.
Yeah. Caboose12 says, hey, Podtacular, I have these pretty strange stories from the foxhole, so listen up. This one time at Xbox camp... They have an Xbox camp? Man, I need to go to this kid's town. I was playing...
I don't think they have an Xbox camp. He just me like... He's gotta be making it up, dude.
I don't know. I think they might do it. It's like an MLG camp or something.
You guys are both losers. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that right now. You know the one time at band camp?
Right, I know, but that's what I meant.
I've never been to
when
band
I posted
camp.
The show, I said, you know,
I thought you guys were being serious.
No. We're just
maybe there's an Xbox camp.
When I posted, you know, like the send in your tips, whatever, for the Tales of the Foxhole, I said, you know, this one time at Halo camp, so that's where he got it from.
Oh, wow. So, anyway, back to his story. He says he was playing a Slayer match on Sanctuary. He had the sword, and he had just lunged this guy to death. Near the entrance to the middle of the map. He might also add that the best... That when he beat down people or used the sword, he spazzed out by jumping off his chair and to the right using the left shoulder to block something. What? Did I just read that wrong?
Yeah, no, I don't think you read it wrong. That's what it says, dude.
spaz out by jumping off my chair and to the right using my left shoulder to block something.
I guess in real life, he literally, gets up from his chair and, swings his left shoulder forward and, pretends he's just, dodging something. Maybe he's know.
Let's not speculate so we don't get hate mail from the poor kid we've abused. Alright. During this, though, he dropped his controller right at the same time a guy dropped from the second level and into the middle of the sword spawn. The controller fell and landed on the R button, and he assassinated the guy.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, jeez, that's lucky.
LOL.
Yeah. My other
stuff... Oscillating ladies.
This kid is going to come and just find us at night and kill us in our sleep.
Little oscillating ladies.
That's mine.
I know. I was listening to that episode today, and Fumo was just cracking up when you said that, dude. He was like, oh, that's awesome. He's like, I'm going to think about that now every time I see LOL.
Living on love. Oh, gross. Alright. Yeah, oh, God, we're abusing this kid. He's gonna file some harassment suit against us or something. His other story was on Terminal, and start out of a CTF game, and I'm gonna read as him. We took the Warthog and drove the normal bath. We had the flag.
I think you meant path, but yeah, you said bath.
The normal path. We had the
I guess
flag.
Him and his buddies went to bath together on a Warthog or something.
He's just making it
easy.
He said bath.
And they were returning to base. His passenger said he was going to walk and the Warthog would distract them. They were nearing the train track ramp. I guess this is on Terminal. Oh yeah, he did say it was on Terminal. I'm not paying attention. When he said we were nearing the train track ramp when he said this, so I power slid sideways, passenger side facing the tracks, as the gunner shot the enemies coming. And he also got out almost over the tracks just when the train came flying by and the flag guy was run over.
Oh, man.
But we were also on the tracks. Even though we got sent flying, the train glitched us through and we survived. The gunner and I were laughing so hard, while the passenger wouldn't stop swearing at us. He quit, and our team won. Good work, Podtacular. LOL, little oscillating ladies.
Woo! He actually wrote that, too, so that's...
Yeah, who the heck? Dial's been paying too much attention to Podtacular.
All right, my friend Brent Gamer says...
Brent
I
Gamer.
Joined the blue team...
I'm Brent Gamer, and I'm 11.
he says he's 15. Brent Gamer says he wants to sound like his testicles dropped.
Mr. Anderson, surprised to see me? I'm Brent Gamer.
I'm surprised to see me too.
Do your best American accent. Try to sound like...
Oh, I don't think I can do my best American accent in any way other than trying to use a different... voice or trying to communicate in a different way. Well, I'm gonna read Brain Gamer's Tale of the Foxhole in this. Well, guys, I joined the blue team not knowing what I was getting myself into. I was a young man who was ready to defend my flag no matter what. My platoon was, and I was sent to containment for only 3 days before the enemy arrived. It was 4 p.m. on the fourth day.
You're doing
when
great.
The combat started. I grabbed my battle rifle and jumped into the passenger seat of one of my platoon's Warhawks. We drove across the terrain, and when we reached our destination, I jumped out and opened the gate to the enemy's base, and we drove in. The Gauss Cannon took out a lot of the enemy's ground troops, and I grabbed the flag and got it back in the Hawk. We drove back to our base, and we scored the flag. Oh, wait, it was a big team battle slayer, and we lost 68 to 100, and it was on Coagu. Never mind.
Does this guy smoke? Does Brent smoke pot before he writes his tips?
I guess he just got really confused. It was a dream or something.
Smoking that battle crack.
Or he lost his delete key and he didn't.
Hey, man, keep on smoking that battle crack, Brent.
Right.
Keep on fragging the hashish.
We're going to say that at the end. Keep on smoking the battle crack. Jeez.
Brent Gaber, everyone. All right.
All right, that's cool, yes, Brent. Yeah. It's all good. It's all good. Yeah. All right, next
we
one.
We love you, Brent.
We do.
You're all an right. invaluable part of the Podtacular community. And without you, we'd have nothing interesting to read, so. No,
right,
I don't mean that. I don't mean that.
And I couldn't tell you a story using my American voice or whatever that is.
But you did.
All right, Lone, you're up.
Okay, yeah. Twest. Is Twest new? Twest 87? Has he ever written a comment in before?
I don't think so.
I think he's fairly new on the website, too. I think he joined like a couple weeks ago or so.
Welcome to Podtacular, Twest.
All right, Twest, welcome.
Welcome to Podtacular.
Whenever like someone says like on, new, they're new in the forums, everyone's always like, welcome. It's like a cult. Everyone's like, welcome.
To our cult.
Stay a while. And then that big, long list comes. And everyone always, the vote for JR thing.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, jeez.
With, like, all the links that you need in order to get around Podtacular when you first come in.
And the thing that annoys me about that post is that right in the middle of it, it says, keep on fragging trucks, and it's, like, not a departing thing. It's like part of their normal conversation, which kind of, you know, like,
no, they're abusing. It's a great post, though, because it does have, like, a lot of info that you need right there. And it's, I mean, I've seen like 5 times in one welcome post before, but nonetheless, it's still a great post for people that are new, because it shows you how to, you know, like change your signatures or add, you know, like your avatar and a bunch of stuff like that.
Yeah,
so,
the Podtacular community is great. They help everyone out and everything else.
Yeah, good job on that. So
that's why you joined Podtacular, to be helped and babied, and then get your face shot in by Brent Gamer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Twest, 87. This may be his first comment. I have no idea. If it is, everyone listen up. This is not a time to fast forward. Like, I know you're doing right now because you just found out that I'm not JVB.
Rapage.
Okay. But I can pretend to be JVB. No, I can't. A few nights ago, I was...
Get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper. Now. Now, in order to be JVB, you gotta do the Sean Connery, like, perfectly, because he's the only one that knows how to do it. Actually, Sean Connery copies him, you know.
Dial. I'm gonna send you JVB's son saying, hi, Nubs. You might want to edit it. It's like his 5-year-old son, and he says, hi, Nubs. And you just edit this little intro out, because I'm gonna send it to you. You gotta have Cyclonic put it in. It's so funny.
Well, we'll talk to Cyclonic about that one.
Okay.
All right, anyways, go ahead.
Twest, 87. Does that mean he was born in 87? Because that means he's
maybe.
Like 18 years old.
Let's do
one
that.
Of the older
let's
members.
That.
That's good. Welcome.
Figure that.
Wow. A few nights ago. Wait, where am I? A few nights ago. I got lost, and I had read 3 words. A few nights ago, I was playing CTF on Beaver Creek with a friend on double team, and we were tied 2-2. We got their flag and took it through the teleporter and threw it on top of our base. They got up there, and they were like, it's on the glass. If they shoot it, it will fall down. So they shot it, and we scored. We didn't know it was on the glass until they said that, and we probably would have lost because there was very little time left. Another funny thing is like everyone, every time I play double team with him, one of us always has at least one suicide, and most of the time we don't even know we get it. That's all for now.
Well, if you
congratulations,
don't know, if
Twest.
You don't know that you're getting a suicide, then you're probably either playing Halo 2 too much or not playing it enough. So. Because, I mean, if you don't know when you die from, you know, like a grenade or something, there's definitely something wrong there. So, all right, Phantom Gat, you're up.
Okay, let me just... Beasting says...
Is that Beasting or Beasting?
We're going to go with Beasting unless he calls in and tells us otherwise.
Okay.
Myself, Cowball, and Fartmando.
Fartmando. He's one of the new guys.
He is asking just for never mind. I'm gonna continue the flaming to someone else, someone who has time. Yeah, they were playing on a team swap. They were playing eight. Chemo, okay. Chemo and Painkilla, because they're on every post that anyone's ever made. We were playing a team SWAT game at Zanzibar, and two people on their team quit. So when we were on offense, we got the we got their flag and hit it in the water. Cowboy contested it, and it just turned into a huge glitch game trying to find stuff. It was pretty easy, especially since we got the other team not to kill. I then took the contesting duty and proceeded to watch almost the entire home run derby until the game ended. Total game time was over an hour, and it was definitely a first.
That's cool.
That's.
But
I don't think I could play Halo 2 for an hour.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think I can get stuck in one game for an hour.
Just trying to find something.
Before the very first update, back way back when I first got, this was like a week after Halo 2 had been released, we were playing on Zanzibar, and this is, the kid did the super bounce right inside the base, the most obvious super bounce in Halo 2, right inside the base where you go in the window there, and you get on top of the Zanzibar, and this was back when Assault had sudden death. So if he was holding the ball, it would be sudden death. So the guy comes in, goes all the way up, and, like, stands on top of the base. And the rest of his team left because they thought they had lost. But the kid on top of the base puts down his controller and leaves. So me and my other friends are looking frantically, like, for this one guy. And we're like, don't leave the base. And we're like, no, we have to leave the base. We have to find him. And we ended up just, like, going to bed ourselves. We went to bed. And the next morning, I turn on the TV, and I'm still in the game.
Oh, my God. That is crazy. Are you serious?
Yeah. And then the other guys weren't there. And I ended up quitting because I didn't want to. But apparently, after a while, the kid jumped down and said he had gone to bed, and my friends, like, apparently were friends with Bungie, and they called Bungie, quote-unquote, but that's what they told him, so.
Wow, that's crazy, dude, just to leave it there and go to bed.
That's painful. That's,
no doing
that
with your 360, especially with the heating problems.
Yeah. Oh, my 360 doesn't have any.
Yeah, mine overheat.
I got lucky.
The dashboard update for me, it was downloading. It was like, please stand by while your 360 restarts. I was like, all right. So it turns off, and I'm sitting there looking at my Xbox 360 for 5 minutes, waiting for it to turn back on, man. And it never did.
And you're like, son of a gun.
Yeah, I think I have a fourth generation, I think, because I got mine like about 3 months ago or so.
And, I got mine like second gen.
But I still... You know, I still bought the extended warranty because I just want to be on the safe side. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't want
to. Same here.
Yeah, I don't want to.
But I bought mine back when there was all those problems, like December 21st. I think it was like a month to the day that it launched. And I just got so lucky because it hasn't had any problems yet. And I've like left it on the whole time we were recording, so.
Yeah. I've left mine on quite a while too, but it never happened anything. But I just hate the fact that I have, like, this, my entertainment center has, like, this little glass door where, you know, the 360 is. So every time I play, I leave that little glass door open, you know, just to avoid any heating problems or anything like that, because I'm so scared right now. I just don't want anything to happen, even though I'm sure it probably won't, you know, for being a fourth gen, but I still, you know, don't want to take my chances, so.
Yeah, who does? 360 is too big an investment to take chances with.
Exactly. I don't want to just, you know, have to send it back. Because, like, you know, the same problem that I was actually going to mention this to JVB, I have a problem. I have a friend that had the same problem as he did. He sent his Xbox back, and, dude, they just couldn't find his Xbox, like, for crap. Like, he would call, and they were like, oh, we don't know where it is, blah, blah, blah. They just gave him, like, it was a hassle for him. It was really bad. Like, and they gave him, like, an extra game, you know, like JVB said, because of all the hassle. But he spent, like, over $200 worth of, like, phone bill trying to, like, contact him all the time, seeing what's going on, and it was just, like, a hassle. He's like, dude, if I could find somebody that would give me the, you know, the same money that I, you know, that I paid for the 360, because he got it on release date. He's like, if I could find somebody that would pay me the same price, you know, that I paid for this, you know, for the console when I bought it, I would sell it in a heartbeat, because what Microsoft made me go through, it was just, like, crazy. But now he's, like, you know, that's when he was, like, heated about it and everything. Now he loves it, you know, he's...
Well, also, you can't send your hard drive in with it.
Right, right.
I mean, that's just asking for trouble, but, you know.
Well, what happened to me was, the night, the about dashboard update, it happened the night we were playing Bungie. Yeah. And I almost had a heart attack. But thank the Lord Almighty God in heaven that I had my old Xbox sitting in the closet. I used to call it Old Reliable until it crashed after my 360 crashed.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was without any games for about a week there.
Oh, man.
That's smart.
And then when I got the warrantied Xbox 360 back, my internet wasn't working for like the first hour. I was like,
just one thing after another.
I know, right? Yeah. Well, good thing you had, you know, the other Xbox on the Bungie match.
Can't stop praying to God, saying
I know.
Thank you.
I would have just, like, I don't know, opened my window and, like, threw myself out the window or something, because I was telling everybody.
That's a little extreme.
I was like, dude, guess who I'm playing tonight? You know, like, all of my friends, and they're like, who? And I was like, we're playing Bungie, and you're like, oh, let me play. I was like, no, it's not like that. That's not how it works. You know, and they were just like, oh, I want to play. So
I wish you guys luck on 360 Talks Roundtable.
It was awesome, dude. So
I felt like saying that.
All right, anyways, let me, we got to step it up a little bit, because we're going to almost...
It's all my fault.
So, all right, Art says, a friend and I were doing super bounces on Headlong. Boo! And we went in.
Ew.
Gross.
Smelly.
He's just, like, picking on me today.
That's
what is your
gross.
Problem?
No, I was saying boo to the super bouncer.
Oh,
you're
okay,
saying
okay.
Ew.
You were saying poo.
Poo?
I was saying gross.
Gross.
Oh. Well, then
we
I was
were
saying gross.
Ew. And I was like, why are you saying gross? Oh, well, might as well step it up a notch.
Right. All right, anyways, so then we were doing Super Bounce on Headlong, and we went in, and it was half... Okay, a friend and I were doing Super Bounce on Headlong, and he went in and was halfway in the ground. Not, like, funny in... Okay, I just don't know what this guy's saying. Falling into a garden spin, whatever. Okay, I guess what he's saying, he was doing super bounce,
his corpse fell
like halfway into the ground, and he was still able to walk. I guess like his legs were like inside of the ground, and his torso was like outside, and he was still able to walk. And then he went to try it again, and then all of a sudden he died. But his guy was just like still just standing there. He was like killed by the guards, but his guy was just like standing there, like he was still alive, and his shields were like full or whatever. So it was some weird glitch or something. But
that's awesome. I'd love to be able to do
that. Yeah, I'd love to see that. You know, that must have been one funny thing. You could have staked that dead corpse.
For all everyone complains about super bouncing, I mean, everybody does it. I mean, we all know it's cheap, and the majority of us try not to do it in ranked games, but
right.
I don't think there's a person who's played Halo 2 who hasn't super jumped
at least once. I don't do it
on
matchmaking or anything, but... You know, I hate super bounce, but like when we're playing, you know, like a custom game, if it's like something funny to do, like
yeah,
one day we were playing a custom game and then we were just like joking around, people were like sticking, you know, own teammates, or so it was Warlock, and then I super bounced on top of the map, it was like SWAT, and then every time they would spawn, they would die right away because I was like killing them. And I got, like, an untouchable or something from right up there. And they were like, where the hell is Dial? And then Riss was just like, oh, my God. We were, like, cracking
but
up,
like,
dude.
Yeah, but when it's, like, a serious game, like, you're trying...
Yeah,
like, you're trying to have fun, like, Rumble with Rockets or something on Warlock. and people, I'm not going to mention any names here, ooh, a sniper, bounce up to the top of the map and just, like, own everybody as soon as they spawn.
Right, yeah, then it's cheap. Like I said, I hate Super Bounce, and I can't, you know, I can't say it because I've lost so many games on matchmaking because of Super Bouncers, but...
That was the first head-to-head game I ever played. Someone bounced up to the very top of the tower and just owned me the entire game.
Same thing here, you know, like, Warlock and Ascension is just like, oh... It kills me. So cheap. It is wicked cheap.
I hope they can get rid of it in Halo 3.
Oh, they! I'm sure Bungie has something, you know, that will
lined up
because yeah. They're gonna be pretty, you know, like busy doing all those glitches and, you know, super bouncing and all that stuff. You know, pulling flight through the wall when we used to be able to do that, scoring from the bottom, which you can still do that. So
I'm probably gonna be the only one who doesn't have any trouble adjusting because I don't glitch that much.
Yeah, me neither. I don't do anything. Other than, like, weapon glitch, which is, you know...
I don't.
A lot of people still go, like, oh, it's cheating. A lot of people say it's
maybe
not,
an occasional double shot, but that's it.
Right.
And I barely know how to do it, so it's like...
Yeah, so...
The only reason I don't like that stuff real quick is just... I'm, like, totally, like... I have this whole, like, honor system in my head, like, what's acceptable to do and what's not. Like, I know it's fine to do in a regular game, but, like... I'm the kind of guy that, like, gets pissed off if someone shoots you from behind. Like, if you want to categorize me as either a ninja or a samurai, I'm more of a samurai, because if I'm not looking at you and you shoot me, then I get mad and call you, like, names and stuff.
Die! No!
I'm a survivor.
Then I go ahead and shoot people from behind, yada yada.
I'm a survivor. If you're there, I'm going to try and kill you. You'll probably end up killing me first, but that's okay, because it's a game.
Exactly, it's just a game after all, but anyways.
Yeah,
alright, you're up, Lone.
Okay. Red Channel says, my first triple kill. Hey, Podtacular, this is how I score my first triple kill. I was playing Team Solarian matchmaking, and the game was in lockout. At the start of the game, I spawned in the room right below the BR tower. I took about 3 steps outside, and I saw 3 of the guys on the blue team all rush for the sniper. How cute of them, I thought. So I shot the exploding canisters, and they all blew away in separate directions, followed by a cloud of yes coming from right out of the announcer guy. A loud yes coming from me right after the announcer said, triple kill.
Triple kill.
That's awesome.
That's really cool.
I love doing that, dude. There's nothing better than playing against noobs that
have
literally
no clue what
they're
doing.
3 of them will walk up to Sniper 3 and try to grab the sniper rifle instead of just one guy, and you just shoot those bears and explode them all.
It takes them all with it. Yeah, but like
it's priceless.
My friends, though, they're like the ones that don't have live, they're all like hardcore with each other, and they like every time I get like a double or a triple, they like look at me and they say, "Don't say anything." They get so mad whenever I say double or something, and it's just like I'll be like sitting there and I'll get a double kill, and I'll just be really lucky, and I'll be like double. And I'll be like, shut up.
Shut up.
I still say it, but
shut
I don't press the white
noob.
Button. I still say it, but I won't press the white button because everyone always gets mad. So I just announce it, and if you're there, then it's your fault.
Just announce.
It's our fault or our pleasure?
It's more to shove it in the people I just killed face.
It's our fault or our pleasure?
All right, Finnum, get read one more, and then I'll wrap this puppy up. So.
Let's... Yeah, that sounds good. Okay, Crimson Rice says, once up on a time, I have to check something real quick. Alright. Once upon a time, in a happy land of Ivory Tower, a week and a half ago, Vice and I were betraying each other and just acting retarded and messing around when we spotted a mutant demonic chipmunk on its merry little way towards Fumo's house. Okay. We waved and said hello, and asked it where it was coming from, and how it was like being infested by the flood virus. He said that he was kicked out of Backwash and it feels good, yet sometimes feels lonely, and that why he was going to Fumo's house, and also because he's never seen an alligator before.
Is this guy with Brent Gamer? Like, are they in the same room here?
They probably are.
And guys,
that'll
guys,
crack.
Get is not having trouble reading this. This is it's written like this. Like,
yeah,
he's
right.
Doing his best to.
I know
actually...
it's hard to decipher this right here.
Okay. After we found out the chipmunk, Frizz was his name, that he would make an appearance in Halo 3. Frizz, the flood-mutated chipmunk, makes an appearance in Halo 3. Okay, then. Fighting all grunts and helping the Master Chief. Later in that game, the other team quit, and we ended up winning with negative 12. The entire story is true. You can even ask Vice yourself. Frizz asks you, Fumo, that you please let him into your home to live with you, or because he has no family of his own.
Too bad Fumo's not here.
Yeah, I
sorry,
know.
Frizz.
So guess what, Frizz? You out of luck, buddy. You gotta go back to
catch
back
Frizz. Yeah, you're gonna have to wheel your merry little way over to Saskatchewan or wherever the
I'll attach
Fumo
batteries
was.
To your to, ears and then we'll unmutate you.
Albuquerque.
We'll unmutate you with batteries. I can do that because I mod.
Oh, awesome.
I can mod you unmutated. Oh, crap. I lost my batteries.
All right, guys. Wrap yeah. this up.
Oh, just quick. The other comments were made by Terminator Llama, Purple Deviant 666, and Wickedness. Just to,
yes.
If you guys can read them, but we don't have a lot of time left. So.
Yeah, we're actually yeah. running out
it's,
of time.
It's
so.
All my fault. It's all my fault.
No, all right, guys, yeah. Just wrapping this up. Tune in next week for the update show where we talk about the latest stuff going on in Halo 2 and Halo 3 and what's going on in Partacular, Bungie, and the Halo universe.
Pwnage. Send in your tips, etc., custom games, all that junk, to podtacular@gmail.com. Podtacular depends on your submissions to keep the show going. And we ask for new stuff for these shows every week, so check it out at podtacular.com. We have some rockin' forums there, too, made by...
Captain Crunk.
Captain Crunk, yeah. I forgot his name. I'm so pathetic. Oh. Yeah.
But really,
also...
if you're just casually listening here, we're getting a lot of presence in the forums, and the community is growing every single day.
Yes,
we get at least
growing
new,
every day.
And it's amazing to be part of it.
Yep. Just have a lot of
really
fun.
Is.
Great group of people. Everybody's friends over there. It's nice.
Yeah, you meet a lot of good friends, a lot of good people.
And play Podtacular cool games.
Yeah, I guarantee you Podtacular will be one of the best online communities you will ever join.
Ever.
Right on.
If not the best, yeah.
All right. Call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO. Just make your calls like so we can understand them.
And keep him under 3 minutes.
Yeah, and no more impersonations of the Grave Mind. That was just... you
not
know.
Even going to ask what I missed. Because I'm missing something here I don't think I want to know now.
I forget who it was, but... It was on the show I was on, but...
All right, guys. Also, make sure you guys vote for us at thepodcastawards.com. Just
woo!
Go over there, yeah, and vote.
It's
for
real easy. It's really easy.
It's very easy. Go there, and all you have to do is just plug in, you know, the URL and the name of the community. It's just as easy as that. So, vote
also,
for Podtacular.
Yeah. Also, check out Phantom Get and now Moki Boys and Darth Balls 45 podcast, 360 Talk, the unofficial Xbox 360 podcast.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yes. Check us out at 360talk.blogspot.com. We have some forums, which they're not as good as Podtacular, but they're still pretty cool. Some user bars over there, and, you know, give us a listen. Who knows? Might find a new podcast.
Cool, awesome. Great podcast, guys. Check it out. So,
not really. Don't listen to them.
Okay.
Hey, any publicity is good publicity, right?
Right.
Oh, well. I think Richard Nixon could disagree with that.
Richard Nixon, okay. Yeah,
sorry,
I know him.
Richard.
Everybody
right,
knows
Richard.
Him. All right. Shout outs. 2, Cowbell, Overlord of Rec B, Renegade.
Okay, Renegade.
Overlord of Pro A.
New Overlord by my side, Renegade. He swarmed the polls. He basically got almost all the votes for the new Overlord. So congratulations, Renegade.
Yeah,
you have deserved it through your endless dedication. And so everyone, send your love mail to Renegade ASAP.
Nice. Shout-outs to Renegade. Risp, yeah, also normal shout-outs to Risp, Pebo, and S Detective for organizing the Rec A versus the Rec D match. And XXIIX, who is a new member also.
Awesome. A lot of new members, but there you go. And also to JDB and Fumo, stay safe. And
yeah,
we can't wait to have you guys back.
Have a safe trip back, and JVB, come back.
Our prayers are with you.
That's right, man.
We'll see you soon, guys.
Thanks to Cyclonic for editing the audio.
Woo, Cyclonic.
Yeah, great job, Cyclonic. Faithful member of the Tripod Pros. Winning the season right there.
Can you say longest outro ever? Let's end it!
Awesome. All right, guys, and until next time, I'm Dialpex.
I am Lone Banana Phone.
And I'm Phantom Jets. Peace out, everyone.
Yeah, keep on fragging them noobs.
See, every that time, battle crack.
Every time the show ends, there's always that little tune in the background. And I always try to hold on for as long as I can. I always try to throw a little... But someday, I'm going to keep talking, and Cyclonic is just going to like turn up the music right over. But I'm going to still be talking, and this music is going to be louder and louder and louder, and he's probably doing it right now. Just because Cyclonic has a good sense of humor. But hey, no one's probably listening right now, because Cyclonic is probably already getting it.
From x360leaks.com, it's the XBL Radio Show.
Hi, guys.
Nice to be here.
Mr. Carpal Tunnel.
Hey, this is Pitcher.
Thank you for having me. Today we have Mr. Carpal Tunnel.
This is the other guy coming to you live and strong.
Tech news.
If you have a Sony PlayStation,
the brick is extremely large.
I mean, it's smaller than a laptop.
I've got a breakdown on everything you need to know before you jump into the 360 arena.
They have been using computers for therapy with Alzheimer's patients.
Arcade games are selling for $5 to $15.
I think I'll play this game.
Game reviews.
All right, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Doom.
We're going to review Fight Night Round 3.
That's right, it's King Kong. I know Manga Man's been really into this game, but
the majority of people out there like that. Yeah. Out of 10, that's pretty high.
To me, I wouldn't suggest buying it.
Interviews from the gaming community.
How's it going, K-Rock?
Oh, it's going great.
Major Nelson, a.k.a. Larry Herb. You guys really have made my success. Welcome, Gamer Andy.
Hi. Nice to be here.
Hi, this is Luke from the Game Act Top Mind Podcast.
I'm the Rebel. Welcome to extra60leagues.com.
And Live.5.
This is Live on Live, the Gamers Roundtable discussion.
I've been gaming for a long, long while.
We need to move on.
Anyways, we got a great show for you. We got 4 wonderful Xbox Live gaming guests here.
Live on Xbox Live. This is XBL Radio. Your game, your voice, your radio.